AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House voted overwhelmingly to pass a bill to force the Justice Department to publicly release its files on the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
The yeas are 427. The nays are one.
It's an effort that has struggled for months to overcome opposition from President Trump and Republican leadership. It got the backing from Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Watching this actually turn into a fight has ripped MAGA apart. And the only thing that will speak to the powerful, courageous women behind me is when action is actually taken to release these files.
At the White House, President Trump says he has nothing to do with Epstein.
It's a hoax. Now, I just got a little report, and I put it in my pocket, of all the money that he's given to Democrats.
Epstein killed himself in a Manhattan jail while awaiting trial in 2019 on charges he sexually abused and trafficked underage girls. Senate Republican leader John Thune says they will try to pass the Epstein bill quickly and send it on to President Trump. Federal investigators say two electrical blackouts, one caused by a loose wire, another by problems with a fuel pump, disabled the controls of a huge cargo ship before it crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. Bridget Quinn is with the NTSB.
Staff found that larger vessels pose risks and challenges to maritime safety due to their reduced maneuverability and restricted waterways.
The bridge collapsed last year, killing six construction workers. Authorities say a man doused a woman with fluid and set her on fire on a Chicago L train, leaving her in critical condition. AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Epstein killed himself in a Manhattan jail while awaiting trial in 2019 on charges he sexually abused and trafficked underage girls. Senate Republican leader John Thune says they will try to pass the Epstein bill quickly and send it on to President Trump. Federal investigators say two electrical blackouts, one caused by a loose wire, another by problems with a fuel pump, disabled the controls of a huge cargo ship before it crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. Bridget Quinn is with the NTSB. The bridge collapsed last year, killing six construction workers. Authorities say a man doused a woman with fluid and set her on fire on a Chicago L train, leaving her in critical condition. National Public Radio will receive approximately $36 million in government funding to operate the nation's public radio interconnection system under the terms of a court settlement. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Israel is endorsing the Trump administration's blueprint to secure and govern Gaza, but some Gaza Palestinians are not so sure.
This resolution is a landmark because it speaks about the rehabilitation of Gaza, and it speaks about an international force that will uproot the Hamas militants.
Meanwhile, in Gaza, Alam Mohsen, a Khan Yunis resident, tells the AP that he's skeptical of the plan for Gaza's future. And Hassan Zanoun from Rafah says positive things are that we can rest from the war and the difficult situation we're living in. The negative points are that we're facing, as Palestinians, international forces with a bad reputation by way of reference to the recent Iraqi experience. The UN vote's endorsement of the 20-point plan builds on the momentum of the fragile ceasefire the president helped broker with allies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.